and welcome to this podcast focusing on how ONET information can assist military members in transition. This is Dr. Janet Wall, Senior Trainer for ONET Academy, on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training Administration. Today we are fortunate to have with us two individuals, Keith Brandon and Bobby Johns. They're both civilian employees of WorkSource, operated by First Coast Workforce Development Incorporated in Florida. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jenny, very much for having us.
Jenny, it's always a pleasure to be able to talk about a subject like ONET.
Well, I understand that WorkSource is a private sector company and that you both are responsible for working with military members and vets. Would you please tell us more about your mission and goals?
Yes, Janet, this is Bobby. WorkSource does work for the Agency for Workforce Innovation under the, that's our brand name, WorkSource. We work with over 16,000 employers in the northeast region of Florida in six counties. We serve over 16,200 employers. Our mission, of course, is to connect workers with jobs through innovative services and exceeding employers' requirements for the jobs of today and in the future.
Well, that's great. So, Keith, what specific kinds of services do you offer?
Well, we initially try to make contact with the military member 1 to 2 years out prior to separation or retirement from the military. We teach a class called TAP, which is a Transition Assistance Program, where we actually have a 2.5-day program where we teach them about the transition and some of the barriers that they may face during that transition. Our role with the military is to help reduce those barriers. And we teach them how to overcome those barriers or to reduce those barriers. When they're in the class, we have them attend class in civilian clothes, and that helps them to get away from their rank structure of the program. Once they actually do retire or separate from the military, we continue to offer those services because some may take longer to have that transition period where, and you can probably understand this, is that when you've been on the job market for 5, 10, 15, 30 years, making a transition can be somewhat difficult. Even the language barrier is something they have to overcome. And, again, once they transition successfully, they go off and return to the American dream.
Well, that's fantastic. And Bobby, how does ONET help you working with the military? And what part of ONET do you find most useful?
Well, Janet, thank you. ONET is originally introduced, like Keith was discussing, in our TAP class. And when we go over the ONET site live online with our TAP class, it really begins to open their eyes as far as what their marketable skills are in the civilian community. And even if not in the TAP class, our walk-in customers or our daily customers that we see, we use ONET to help develop their resumes, provide them information about what their interviewing skills might need to address. And I use TASK quite a bit. And basically, I use the custom function on the task for your different occupations to show the relevance of the core and the supplemental skills. Also use the knowledge, skills, and abilities section extensively. And as you know, with most federal and state employment agencies, knowledge, skills, and abilities is extremely important as part of the application process. And also, if you're very knowledgeable of what the knowledge, skills, and abilities sections tell you as a job seeker, you'll interview much better. I also like to use a work activities block, and there are lists of the work activities and, where available, some of the actual tasks that you would have to be able to perform, and this is very enlightening for our job seekers. Another section that I find very useful, some of our veterans think because they were managers in the military, they may be a manager in the civilian world. But as you know, some of the occupations require a bachelor's degree or better to do that work. The responsibilities had in the military don't directly cross over, and this education tab really helps enlighten customers on where they may need to go to school or what they might be qualified for. One of the other things I like to use is the wage and occupational trend data. And that's dated information, of course, because it's hard data, but very enlightening to see the difference in the wage structure between the military and the civilian for the same counterpart occupation. So it's really a useful tool for me. And the wage and trend area also, you can there is a section in there for the Windows Media, where somebody can watch a short video about an occupation, and that might help them make a decision, too, on whether they really want to pursue that occupation or not.
Well, Keith, can you give us an example of how your services have actually helped a vet?
You know, Janet, I'm glad you asked that. Just a few months ago, there was a female veteran who attended one of our TAP classes. After TAP class, she was deployed. Well, when she came back from her deployment, she was transitioning out of the military. Her husband divorced her, left her as a single mom. This forced her into a close foreclosure on her home. She was forced to go into the cash assistance program, the WIC program, and the temporary assistance for needy family program. She came in to meet with her counselor here, and as she walked by my office door, she happened to look into my office and see me. After her appointment with her counselor, she stuck her head in my door and said, "Hey, aren't you that guy that taught me TAP or taught the TAP class?" I said, "Yes, I am. No, come in, sit down." So by using the O-Net, we were able to show her how she could actually go about using the O-Net to transfer her skills or to identify the skills that she's had that could make her more marketable. We worked with her for about a month and a half, teaching her how to interview skills, negotiations, all those things that we had previously went over in TAP. But one-on-one, sometimes it clarifies it just a little bit better. And now she currently works as a executive administrative assistant with one of our state representatives. She's a full-time college student. Her house wasn't foreclosed on. She's off of the cash assistance program. She's part of the American dream.
Well, that's really wonderful. Keith and Bobby, thanks so much for sharing this. You're certainly providing some important assistance for those who serve and who have served. I'm sure that the audience would agree with me that we all benefit from the good work that you're doing.
Well, I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to share this with some other folks, Janet. Thank you very much.
And Janet, thank you for allowing us to talk about this very useful tool.
To all of you listeners, be sure to visit onetacademy.com for more information on the O-Net system. Thank you, and I hope you're having a great day.